Chandu, the magician. Now, Chandu brings back, by popular demand, his thrilling magic trick, the trick that changes pennies into dimes. Once again, Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents and the box top from a package of White King soap or three Sierra Fine toilet soap wrappers. Listen. From your pocket, you take a penny. You lay it on a table. Cover it with the magic ruby block, the money-changing block. Then utter the mystic word, so coot. Now remove the block, and the copper penny has changed to a silver dime. Remember, it's fun to watch a magician. It's more fun to be one. So send 25 cents in coin, together with a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and you'll receive your money changer trick postpaid. Print your name plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. In the Siamese jungle village, the sudden appearance of a great tiger has delayed the departure of Frank Chandler and the Regents. The terrified natives believe its curious, hypnotic actions are caused by an evil spirit. But Chandler insists the animal is somehow connected with the uncanny Dr. Shaw, and that it must be tracked and killed. That morning, Captain Yap Hong of the government police arrives to investigate the rumors about Dr. Shaw which have filtered through the jungle to Bangkok. But the doctor cannot be found. His workshop on the jungle path is empty. An hour later, the party is gathered in the living room of the curious bungalow perched high on pilings at the edge of the clearing. Chandu, the magician.
But, Frank, if you're right about the tiger, Dr. Shaw may have taken it off into the jungle himself.
I doubt it, Dot. He hasn't been in the village since the night before last.
At any rate, Mrs. Regent, the preparations are made. It can do no harm to try.
Well, Captain, if everything's ready, why don't we go?
Well, you're not going, Bob.
Well, I sure am.
No. We've been over this a dozen times.
Oh,
no, Dot.
Don't tell me you want him to go, Frank.
Well, we aren't going to stalk the tiger through the jungle, you know. We'll have the captain's men and the natives as bearers.
Mom, it's not as if I'd never had a gun in my hands.
Well, target shooting's nothing like this.
He's a good shot, Mother. Why don't you let him go?
Well, imagine you, Bats. Thanks, pal.
I wish I could go myself.
Well, you're all out of your minds. This isn't a game.
Mrs. Regent, if it would make a difference, Bob can come with me.
Well, all right, Bob.
Oh, you're solid, Mom. And don't sit here wringing your hands all the time we're gone, will you?
Bob, the time to stop talking is when you've won your point.
I see what you mean. I'll bring you a necklace of tiger claws, Bats.
The first thing you know, Mother will change her mind.
Yes, Bob, come along. Dot, wish us luck.
Real sharp.
I want Bob to get the tiger himself if we can manage it, Captain.
I'll tell the man, Mr. Chandler.
Chungu!
Here!
I'm sure glad I'm not one of those natives. How do you suppose they know they won't walk right into the tiger?
Well, some of them are out scouting for it now, Bob.
Oh. We better get into our positions, Mr. Chandler. The tiger's been seen.
Huh? All right, Captain. Where?
Exactly where we thought he'd be. He's lying asleep, just beyond the pool. Will you go with Chungu?
Where?
I thought you could go to the machan, there, to the left.
The what?
It's a rough platform, Bob, built in tree. Look up there.
Oh. Hey, your men are sure fast workers, Captain.
Oh, the village people did the work. Here's your gun, Mr. Chandler.
All right, thanks. I'll do exactly as the captain says, Bob.
Well, don't worry, I will.
Pull yourself up by the vines, Bob.
Okay. Oh, sure slippery. Phew.
Okay, Captain. Hand me up the guns.
Yes. Now we're mine.
Got it.
Shall I load the gun now?
Yes. In a moment, Tungu will signal the beaters. There'll be a great deal of noise. If they do their work well, the tiger will cross between this tree and the one over there, where your uncle says.
I wish they'd get going. Which way is the tiger from here?
Through the trees there. See the pool?
I don't see anything but jungle.
Captain, look! There he comes!
But the beaters haven't begun.
For Pete's sake!
He's coming this way, Bob. Get ready.
Look how funny he walks. Like a slow motion picture. Uncle Frank, he's right under you.
Quick, Bob, before he springs.
Oh, gosh. What if I miss? How do you like that? My dear.
Well done, Bob.
Let's get down there. Why didn't you shoot, Uncle Frank?
He was right under me. Well, good shot, Bob.
He was walking so slow, how could I miss? Hey, do you see what I see?
Captain, keep the men away. The beaters, everyone.
Jungle! Keep them all away from the tiger.
Mr. Chandler.
The tiger with a collar on. So I shot somebody's tame tiger. Well, that's just dandy.
It's not tame, Bob.
Hmm?
Look at the collar.
I had never seen matter like that before.
Now, look. How could Dr. Shaw get close enough to a tiger to put a collar on it? That's what you think he did, isn't it?
I know it is.
What?
Captain, can you have the tiger carried back to the village?
If necessary.
Well, please do. I'll explain on the way back. And warn the men, whatever they do, not to touch that collar.
Oh, Mother, doesn't it feel funny to be here in the village all alone?
What time is it, Betty? Have you your watch on?
Oh, it's almost 4 o'clock. This is like being left on a cannibal island.
Betty, for heaven's sake. We're not the only women in the village, you know. There must be women in the huts over there, even if we never see them.
Oh, I never thought of that. We haven't seen a woman since we've been here. Why, Mother!
What's the matter, dear?
It's Dr. Shaw.
Listen, darling. Don't say anything about the tiger hunt. Let Uncle Frank tell him if he wants to.
He'll ask where Uncle Frank is.
Well, I'll tell him something. Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Shaw.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Regent, I just heard of your terrible experience with the jungle guard, and I can't tell you how sorry I am.
You've only just heard of it? I thought my brother asked you to persuade the natives to let me go.
Oh, that... Yes. But I meant the ceremony of sacrifice is always held at the dark of the moon.
The jungle god apparently changed his mind.
Oh? You have no idea of the reason?
Not the slightest.
Ah.
We found out who it was that killed that temple priest, though. It was Batong.
Batong? I can't believe it.
He told Uncle Frank he did.
Great pity.
Why? If he hadn't, that cobra would have...
You misunderstand, Betty. But it really doesn't matter now, does it? Where is Mr. Chandler?
He'll be back soon.
We're going away as soon as he comes in.
You can't mean today.
Why, yes. Didn't you see the boat?
What boat? Well, of course I didn't see it. I haven't been near the river.
A launch came up on some kind of government business.
This is most unusual. It has never happened before. Where are they, the men?
They're out with Uncle Frank.
Malakanai.
Oh, they'll be back, Dr. Shaw. Captain Yap Hong wants to see you.
Oh? These native poobahs. I shall have to go and change. Oh, Betty, my dear. I'd almost forgotten.
Forgotten what?
I brought you something from the jungle. I've been visiting another village. The natives have great skill. These beads, for instance.
Well, thank you, but
examine them, my dear. The carving is really exquisite.
Well, they're beautifully made, but they're much too valuable to give away.
Nonsense. Trifle. Souvenir.
Oh, I don't need anything to remind me of this jungle.
No, indeed. I'd rather Betty didn't accept them, Dr. Shaw.
Take them in your hands, Betty. Run your fingers over the carving. What delicacy.
Please don't. I don't want to touch them.
But why?
Betty, here. Give them to me. Why? They're strung on a fine wire.
Yes, indeed. Most unusual. They say it will never rust.
Oh, good heavens.
Why, what is the matter, Mrs. Ridgeon?
Oh, there's Frank.
Come on, Bat. We got it. I killed it myself.
The tiger? Oh, did you really, Bob?
He really did.
Oh, Bob. Oh,
really,
oh, thank goodness. Now we can go home.
You can have a tiger skin rug, Mom.
It was all over in a moment. Bob brought it down with one shot.
Yeah, I'll tell me all about it in a minute. Frank, why, where is he?
Who?
Dr. Shaw.
What?
He was here just a moment ago.
He was trying to give me a string of native beads he brought back from the jungle.
Native beads?
Mm-hmm. They were strung on that same peculiar metal.
Where are they?
Well, I dropped them. No. He must have taken them with him. But where could
Wait a minute. Let's see. Now, there he is. He went out the back way as we came in. He's going over to the temple.
He can't be. Frank, he was...
Dot, listen. All of you. Get your things together as fast as you can.
Uncle Frank, there's no place to go.
You're going aboard Captain Yap Hong's boat. Give them a hand with the luggage, Bob.
Sure, but where are you going?
To look into Shaw's workshop. And there's no time to lose. But I want you aboard that boat before he finds out you've left the house. Go on, hurry.
Ask for it again, so here it is. Once again, Chandu brings back to you his thrilling magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Just send a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your Assyrian money changer trick by return mail. Listen. Cover a copper penny, which you have placed on a table, with the mystic money-changing block. When you lift up this ruby block, instead of the penny, there on the table is a silver dime. This money-changer trick is easy. So easy, a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever, it is very hard to detect. It is so small, you can carry it in your purse or pocket. So much fun, it will make you the life of any party. Send for the Assyrian money changer right away. Just mail 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive your magic trick postpaid. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.